Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek, the original series, Agents of Influence, by Dayton Moore. Based on Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Read by Robert Petkoff. Dedicated to the memory of Dorothy Catherine D.C. Fontana, one of the earliest and most influential shapers and caretakers of the final frontier. March 25, 1939 to December 2, 2019. Historian's Note. This story takes place in early 2270 during the final year of the USS Enterprise's historic five-year mission of exploration under the command of Captain James T. Kirk, and approximately 3 months after the USS Endeavour's encounter with the Elrondi derelict vessel in the Cantrell star system of the Taurus Reach. Star Trek Seekers Number 4, All That's Left. 1.
We need to go, Morgan. Now!
The statement, tinged with anxiety and warning, was not what startled Morgan Binnix, but instead the simple fact that it was delivered in Federation standard and not Klingon whole. Speaking in anything other than the Klingon language was something to be avoided at all costs. That her companion, Philip Watson, had done so was a clear indicator of his growing worry. It also served to emphasize the precarious nature of their present situation and that it likely was deteriorating by the second.
"Careful, Caval,"
she said, barking her reply in the native language and stressing the name serving as Watson's cover identity.
"Remember your bearing."
Her junior officer, Watson, offered a chastened nod.
"You are right, Liska,"
he said, reverting to spoken Klingon and her own cover name.
"But we cannot stay here. If you are correct and they have discovered us, it will not matter what language we use."
"Perhaps not," replied Binnix. "But until that happens, we do not break our cover."
It was
sample complete. Ready to continue?